It might actually help if I push the record button before I start to do our intro. What do you think?
Possible.
Alright. Hey, everybody. Okay, I'm sorry about the buzzing in the background. One of my friends is texting me, so... Not for sure what's going on with that. But anyway, so we're going to be doing a review on...
I don't know.
What do you think we're going to do a review on?
Well, I didn't want to do a review right now.
Well, you don't want to do a review right now?
No.
Mm. Not even on that game you've been playing?
No.
For the past couple of nights?
Just because I have further upgraded a weapon in Sword Art Online Fatal Bullet to being a very powerful weapon... Even in the trial version. I mean, when I shoot with this gun, if I do a headshot, it does 2,900 and some change. If I keep upping it, I think it can get up there. And the beautiful part is you can increase the damage of your weapon by taking other guns and breaking it down into the other gun.
So why don't you tell everybody about this game that you're talking about? You did a... I would have to say a poppycocky review of it before. So why don't we tell everybody about it? So talk about Sword Art Online Fatal Bullet.
Okay, so... I did a review a while back. And... It wasn't very good. It wasn't.
No, I thought it was lacking, and I don't know if it's because you hadn't got that far in the game, or if you just didn't have the ump to it. Like, you didn't, like, actually, you liked the game, but you didn't like the game, you know?
No, it was literally just, I wasn't far enough into it in order to give proper details. Like, quite literally, there. You can literally run around all types of areas in Fatal Bullet. But like I said, this is only the trial version that I'm playing, which means my level cap is 30. Which means a lot of things, like online play and everything with other people, is limited. I plan on buying the actual game. But until then, I want to continue increasing my weapons.
Turns out all this increasing makes your weapon like crap. Mm. You get the actual thing.
No.
Yep.
No. And you also have skill points which affect how you can upgrade your gadgets and your skills. Because you've got your strength, agility, vitality, I forget the rest. Oh, and luck. Luck is actually really important, because intelligence and luck makes it where you get better drops, where intelligence lets you activate your gadgets faster. Like, you get skills that you can use, like exploding bullet and thing like that. And the higher your intelligence is, the faster they reload, so that you can use them again. And you even have it where you can, the more you use it, the more the mastery of it goes up. I haven't mastered a skill yet, or a gadget, but I do have 20% on a particular skill, which is the exploding bullet. Because if you take exploding bullet...
What is up with you and explosions? I mean, honestly.
because it's an explosion that you can shoot from a long range, which does 700 and some change, plus the 2,900 and some change from the actual sniping. Now, you do have two modes that you can switch between, which is the assist mode, which you saw in the TV series. It puts a circle on the enemies, and it makes it where you can, 9 times out of 10, hit them. Versus, if you press the up button, it goes to manual mode, which makes it...
Oh, we don't want to play a match right now, Bubba.
It makes it where you have to manually dictate where you're going to hit. Which, in my opinion, is a lot better, especially for the sniping. But for close range, I recommend switching to assist mode and being on one of your faster guns. I literally am playing with a... what do you call those? Minigun?
Yeah.
And a sniper rifle. With the minigun, you can literally shoot poison bullets and, there's another one. It creates a poison field. There's a heat bullet, which sets the enemies on fire. Then you have the explosion bullet, and then you have the, you can shoot a bullet at the ground to make a field that will cure your allies. So, there's a lot of different support systems. And what I love is, even if you run out of actual bullets, you can still use your skills if you're out of bullets. I ran out of bullets with my sniper rifle, and I used my explosion bullet, and it, granted, it only did the explosion damage, not the actual sniper rifle damage, but at least I was able to stay in the fight. And they have some really strong monsters, too. Like I said, the level cap that I'm at is 30. And there's some enemies on here that are easily 42. And it is not easy at all. You have to be strategic about it. I have yet to figure out how to adjust the party members. But I've heard that you can change the party members that you have that accompany you out into the world. I just haven't found it yet. But make sure you get all the talk scenes so that you can get all the content. Literally, I didn't know that in order to get my Android's savings account, which literally you deposit money into it and it saves money for you, and it builds interest. You so, literally have to talk to her.
It literally says, though, for you to be able to play this online, you have to have PlayStation Plus.
Yes.
And it's one player, and it supported up to 8 online players with PlayStation Plus.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Do you really feel like there's suggestive things in it?
I've seen the outfits, so yeah.
What about...
But it's no worse than the actual, what you call it, of the TV series. Now, there are some inappropriate moments from some of the male characters towards a few of the female characters, but nothing too smutty. It's mostly for flavor. So, if that makes sense.
Is there anything about this game that you don't like?
I would have to say the one thing that I don't like about it is when you go to throw your grenades, you don't have an accurate control over where they go. You can't aim them like I think you should be able to. But the proximity mines, I love those. So.
Sorry about his coughing, guys. He has bronchitis.
Bark. I have barkitis. Now, what is some of the things that you noticed when I was playing?
We usually do just to go to bed.
So you would say it's a soothing sound?
Yeah, it's kind of soothing. I mean, it is in Japanese, which I like that language. I think it's a very beautiful language.
Yeah, that's the other thing I don't like. I wish that it was in English, so that I could understand what they're saying without having to read. Because I'm not a fast reader, and it takes me a lot of time to do that. So, but other than that, it's not that bad. I give it an overall 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Because if you had better control of your grenades, and it wasn't in Japanese, it would have a 5 out of 5 for me. But again, this is just the beginning. This is just the trial form that we've been playing. There's some talk about an affinity rank 1. I haven't even figured out what that is, because I have not attained an affinity rank. So I'm still learning stuff about this trial version, even though I've been playing it almost nonstop for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I hope y'all enjoyed the game review on Sword Art Online Fatal Bullet. I am also hoping that eventually I will be able to play the other Sword Art Online games. So maybe in the future we can do that.
Possible. What does Panda think of it?
She does not like the giant scorpion. She literally popped the screen the first time the giant scorpion was on there.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, you think it's adorable. I was trying to fight it and she was all, I'm like, move, move, cat, move. And she looked at me and started swatting at it again. It's like, I'm helping you, Daddy. I'm killing it. Which was hilarious because I almost had it killed and I died. Now, here's the thing. When you die, you get experience points still.
Okay.
But you don't get any of the equipment or materials that you found, which could be a very, very, very bad thing. Because I wound up finding a legendary. Yeah, it was a legendary beret.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to keep it. But,
maybe that will teach you to die in a video game.
Now, I do have to say that there's unappraised items that you get, and you can take them to one of Kirito's room, where a bunch of his friends are, and one of them will let you appraise the unappraised items, so that you can, I'm sorry, not unappraised, they're unidentified. And once you identify them, you can take them right next door to the other lady that's right next to the guy, and you can upgrade
your weapons. I believe there's a way to upgrade your accessories as well, but I have yet to figure that out. I hope you have a wonderful day and dinosaur it up. Yeah?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I hope I didn't mess this up. How do I do this? Do I hit the...